Hello. Hello.
Shalom.
Shalom, Malden. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem.
Shalom.
Shalom. Is that Netanya?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, let's get started then.
Hi.
Hi, who is that?
What's me name? What is your name?
I don't know.
No, your name.
What?
Your name. Okay.
My name's Maya.
Your name?
Amaya. It's nice to meet you. How old are you, Amaya?
I'm 7. And I'm 8.
You're 7. You sound much older than 7. Do you want to be older or younger?
I want to be older.
Okay. Well, you sound much older. You have a lot of wisdom in your voice.
Alana, you want to say hello? Hello, Alana. Would you like to say hello to Hana? Oh, she's.
You want to say hello?
No.
No.
I know him.
She said hello already. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We are ready.
Very good. One of my students, which you may know, is in Louisiana, Barbara, pointed out to me a particular section in the Parasha and the Zohar of Shlech Lecha. It's titled, Section 26, The Sanctuaries of the Female Souls. We're starting with verse 195. Vaitainu dine benachku kol b'nei metivta v'anasha ila ilna reshudeha b'redi yochai sha'il she'elta ada v'alda achziyu lima tila yedana mikad mat Dena I Ribi Sheet Ekalin Akziu Libekama Inupin Beidunin Beatar de Faruchta Parisha Beginta Dehamahahu Paruchta Uhala Lash Alain The Kurim Kelal. Before I read the English, I heard as I started somebody wanted to speak.
Does someone want to say something?
I'm not quite following that.
Jack.
Welcome, Jack. They're reading.
Jamaya has a question, but she's a little shy.
Go ahead, Jamaya.
Yeah, I see your lips moving, but you're not saying it. You can speak. It's okay.
Amaya, we have people waiting. Would you like to speak, or should I go on?
I would like to speak. I'm back.
I heard you.
It was nice meeting you, and I hope that you have a good day today.
Thank you very much, man. For all of us in the world, we should all have good days today and every day. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Verse 195 in the Parasha of Shlach Lecha, section 26. I've read the Aramaic, so I'm going to read the English now. They passed his sentence, and all the members of the yeshiva left. I begged for permission, since the son of Yochai asked this question. Therefore, I was shown what I did not know before. O Rabbi, I was shown six sanctuaries with a variety of delights and pleasures. In the place where the dividing curtain was unfurled in the garden, since from that curtain and further on, no males can enter at all. It would appear from this Zohar that the study of Torah in heaven is separated between the sexes. But it's not actually between the sexes, it's between the internal level and the external level. And that's something we always need to understand. Within the Jewish religion, there's a difference in the roles that the sexes play. Not that the sexes are not equal to each other, but they have different, they're created differently. The female represents the internal aspect. If you'll remember, Adam was created with Eve back to back. And then God did an operation, whatever that means, and took Eve out from Adam and built her into the physical world herself. But her essence is that of the internal. The male, his essence is that of the external. If you've ever asked the question, why do we not have eyes in the back of our heads? It's because we do. We have the male who is looking forward, looking outward, and we have the female who is looking towards the back, looking to the internal. We do have eyes in the back of our heads. Unfortunately, we've disconnected from that connection where we could utilize those eyes and really bring it to the conscious level. But that's one of the things that we will grow into again. Verse 196. Zachyan bahada v'kol hada v'hada minayhu duptin din chorin v'idunin v'lado haka kalal ibla talat zinin v'kol yoma karoze achrizu Hadi yukna b'moshe nevi'a mehemana ate uvajya nafkat latar defar goda hada de'it la v'chamat v'yukna b'moshe v'zagidat l'gabe v'amra zaka'a Hulake Diraviti Nehiru Da Bedaihu Inugin Dila Yatir Mikulhu. In one sanctuary, Bacha, the daughter of Pharaoh, dwells. and many tens of thousands of virtuous women are with her. Each and every one of them occupies her place of brightness and pleasures very comfortably. Three times daily a proclamation resounds. Here comes the image of Moshe, the faithful prophet. Bacha goes out to her specified partition and observes Moses' image, bows before him, and says, "Praised is my part that I brought up this light." That is her special pleasure, more than all the others. There are many secrets revealed in this particular verse, speaking of Bacha, the daughter of Pharaoh. She has her own yeshiva, so to speak, in heaven, where the women come to gather, and people have a choice which yeshiva they will study with. Some want to study with Moshe. Women may want to study with Bacha. Bacha's unique pleasure is that she was responsible for raising Moshe in the house of Pharaoh, giving him the freedom to find out who he is, that he was connected to the Jewish nation, and at the same time observing how to be a prince, how to rule. This was the gift that Hashem gave to Moshe, so that he would have all of the tools that he needed to be the leader of the Jewish people. Verse 197. Aha adrad megabe nashim v'ishtadlan b'fikudeh. Oraita kuhu b'inun diyuknin dehavo. V'chai alma bilvusha, din hora kil kvusha, did kurin bar dila, nach heore kaki, pikudin dioraita, dila zahu lakaima, lon v'chai alma mishtadle, v'hu utach bayhu. Behahu alma v'kol hane, nashin diyadvin bachade, batya bat paro, igrun nashim, sha'ananot dila itzdaru, v'tza'ara degehinom kelal. Bacha returns to the women, and they deal in the precepts of the Torah. All are in the form they were in this world, in a robe of light, similar to the robes of the men, except that they are not quite as bright as the robes of the men. They study in that world the precepts of the Torah, and their explanations that they did not deserve to fulfill in this world. All those women that dwell in the same sanctuary with Bacha, daughter of Pharaoh, are referred to as serene women, since they are not troubled at all in the pains of Gehinnom. In the previous verse, I didn't address the issue of Bacha going out to her partition and seeing the image of Moshe. The idea of the image of Moshe is similar to the idea of the Tzelem Elohim, the shadow of God, the image of God. We were all built in the image of God. Bacha relates to Moshe. She felt that her existence was related to him and her job in this world of doing that. And while she's in heaven, waiting for the rest of us to complete our tikkunim, our corrections, she is making that, reconnecting to that energy as often as she can. And the three times a day, is referring to the three times a day that Moshe is praying. Even in heaven, Moshe is praying. But Moshe's soul is always in the physical world, waiting, because Moshe's soul will become part of the Mashiach. And he's waiting. He exists in the physical world in every generation in order to be available for when we merit bringing the Mashiach. Now, this second verse that I had, that I just finished reading, I'm sorry I lost my place, but I'm getting it back. In this verse 197, it talks about the women not being as bright, but wearing the robes. We're talking about the garments. Because the women have this essence of internal, the garments that they wear, the garments that the men wear, the garments that the women wear, are based on what mitzvot we do in this world. Since the men are related to the external, their garments are brighter because they have to shine out into greater distances, whatever distances mean in the frame of spirituality. Garments of the women do not shine as bright, again, because it's an internal reflection. It doesn't need to be as bright. It's not an indication of a lack of equality. It's not an indication of something less than. Verse 198. Behe kala achara itzerach bat asher bekama nashim ribo v'alfin bachada Tolat zimni b'yoma, makrizin kamei hadiyukna, diyosef tzadika ata, ayihi hadat v'nafkat gabei pargoda hada, di'itla v'chamat nechiru d'diyukna, diyosef v'chadat v'sagidat, Legabe v'amar zaka'a hayomad itarit v'shora dilach l'kbe sarai levatar achadrat legabe she'ar nashin u'mishtalin betush v'chan demare alma uloda'a Shepekama dupin v'chaydu Yit l'kol chada v'chada Ulvatar adura le'ishtadla V'fikudei oraita uftamayhu. In another sanctuary dwells Serach, the daughter of Asher, and thousands of women are with her. Three times daily, they proclaim in her presence, here comes the image of Joseph, the righteous. She is gladdened and goes out to her special partition and sees a light in the image of Joseph. And she is glad and bows to him, saying, praised is that day when I told your news to your grandfather. She then returns to the rest of the women, and they deal in the praises of the world's master and give thanks to his name. How varied are the areas of happiness that each and every woman has. Then they return to deal with the precepts of the Torah and their reasons. Serach bat Asher is, according to the Midrash, she is the woman who announced to Jacob that Joseph was alive. And she did it in a soft lullaby type song because the brothers were afraid to tell their father that Joseph was alive for fear he would have a heart attack, for fear the shock would kill him, God forbid. And so they asked her to sing it to him, to tell him. And she chose this manner of doing so. And you can see the differences between the two women. What gave them pleasure? Also, according to the Midrash, Sarah lived all of the 200 and some years, 210 years, that they were in bondage in Egypt. And she was the one who knew where Joseph's body was buried and told Moshe how to find him. Again, the Zohar is teaching us many issues in these verses that I really don't have the time to go into, and I'm really not equipped to go into it, because it's really more appropriate for the woman to reveal these praises of other women. Verse 199. La machrize kalal ela gimel zimnim bekol yoma v'yoma odet umshabachat v'mare alma ihi v'kol inun neshin di bechada v'shirata V'yama b'zamrim v'kol yoma V'yihi b'yokodaha Amrat mehaka V'tikach miryam hin v'ya V'gomer et hatof v'yada v'gomer V'kol inun tzadikaya Di began eden Satin lakol me'imu dila v'kama malakim kadishin odan shabachan ima lishma kadisha. In another sanctuary dwells Jochebed, the mother of Moses, the faithful prophet, and several thousand and ten thousands are with her. In this sanctuary, there are no proclamations at all. But for three times daily, she thanks and praises the Master of the Universe. She and all women with her. They all sing the song of the sea daily, and she begins on her own here. And Miriam the prophetess took a timbrel in her hand. All the righteous in the Garden of Eden listened to her pleasant voice, and many holy angels joined her to thank and praise the holy name. What an amazing verse. It is so appropriate for people to learn the meaning of this verse. One of the meanings of this verse, because there are so many. But this last, and all the righteous in the Garden of Eden listened to her pleasant voice. There is a halakha that says that a man who is not married to a woman cannot listen to her sing. It relates to the idea that negativity associated with the judgment of the period can be transferred through the singing voice. And the man is not capable of handling that. And so to protect himself, chooses not to listen to a woman not that he's not married to. Yet we have all of this issue in the Israeli army going on right now over the Orthodox men who are ordered to listen to a woman sing, as much as because it's building community and it's building other aspects. And here the verse is saying it's okay to listen to a woman. Learn from the women. That's really what's being said here. And this is really one of the verses that starts to people to realize that halakha has levels of consciousness just like everything else does. It's always relative. There is no absolute, even in halakha. It's something that people need to learn, because this is what will bring peace and remove conflicts within the Jewish world. Verse 200. Odan umzamran v'hahi shirata v'hi amrat v'hai alma I rabi rabi man hake chame chedva de tzadikaya ud nashim zachyam v'yavdin l'gabe kucha barichu Legoy, legoy, de inun. Hey, Kalin, eat arba. Hey, Kalin, tamirin. De im khan kadishin. De la eat masran. Le eat galia. Velet man de chame, lon de kule. Yoma inun, bil chode chon. Kimadi amena lecha, v'gurin of haki. In another sanctuary dwells Deborah, the prophetess. Likewise, all the women with her thank and chant the song that she composed in this world. O Rabbi, who observed the happiness of the righteous men and of the righteous women that serve the Holy One, blessed be He? In the inner sanctums of these temples, there exist four concealed sanctuaries of the holy matriarchs that were not given to be divulged, and nobody ever saw them. Every day they are themselves separate. As I said to you, and the men also are separate. Why are the four mothers brought into this level, this verse dealing with Deborah? All of the mothers were on the level of prophets, just like Deborah. Deborah's name comes from the frame of judgment. The mothers are dealing with loving kindness. Of course, Rivka is a left column, and we understand that. But the other mothers are either central or right column. They need to be separated from this frame of judgment. Rivka represents the body, our bodies, after the Mashiach comes, when it's completely cleansed. And so it's not yet ready to be revealed, which is why it is being kept separate. And the other three are being kept separate in the heavens for the same idea of keeping the various energies separated from each other. Because in the spiritual world, what creates separation is the desire to receive, the consciousness of the individuals and of the entity and the essences. It creates separations if you don't have the same consciousness. And that's what's being expressed in this particular verse. Verse 201. Uvakal Elia in Galilan Kulhu Kahada Hagin Shata Ziduga Ihu Falgut Lelia Bain Bahai Alma Bain Behahu Alma Ziduga Behahu Alma Itabakuta Venishmeta Venishmeta Nehora bin Hora, Zivka de Hai, Alma Gufa, the Gufa, the Kola, Kima de Itraze Zina, Batar Zine, Zivuga, Batar, Zivuga, Gufa, Batar, Gufa, Zivuga, de Hahu, Alma, Nehora, Batar, Nehora, Ekalin diarba imahan ikrun Ekalin divanot botchot Dela zakena behu lemechave me Zaka ahula kehon ditzadikaya Gugrin be asle Violach meshar bechai oma The Zakain Lekulhu Inugin Dehahu Alma. Every night they get together, since the time of coupling is at midnight, both in this world and in the world that is coming. The coupling of that world is accomplished by the adherence of one soul to the other, light with light. The coupling in this world is body to body. Everything is it should be, one kind with a similar kind, a match with its equal, body to body, that is in this world. In the other world, it is light with light. The sanctuaries of the four matriarchs are referred to as the sanctuaries of trusting daughters, and I did not have enough merit to observe them. Praise is the lot of the righteous, males and females that follow the straight path in this world and merit all the pleasures in the world that is coming. What's interesting about here is that there's souls are created in heaven, not by Hashem, although ultimately they are created by Hashem, but also by the unity of male and female coming together in heaven. The women are kept separate from men, men are kept separate from women, because they're two different species. They're two different consciousness. Their desires to receive are very different than each other. But even in heaven, the desire of love overcomes this separation, and they come together in unity, as it for the purposes of creating souls. What is a soul? The Talmud explains that a soul, they use the metaphor of a mountain made of granite, and a rock that came from that mountain. And the metaphor they say is that that mountain made of granite is Hashem, and the rock that comes from Hashem is the soul. And the purpose of the two, male and female, coming together is this is the secret in how Hashem allows himself to be diminished by taking some aspect of himself and allowing it to be separated from him for the purpose of being a soul, learning whatever that soul needs to learn in this world. It's really a very beautiful, beautiful verse from the Zohar. And while I'm talking about male and female coming together, all of the people mentioned in this section, there is a book that was just published by a friend of mine who's a Kabbalah teacher and meditation teacher and a psychotherapist. And she wrote a meditative construct of each of these women dealing with the questions of males and females, dealing with the questions of what it means to be feminine in the physical world, in today's world. And she had Eve, and she had Sarah, and she had Sarah, and she had all of these women, Devorah, all of them answering these questions. I highly recommended the book, although I personally have not yet had the time to read the book. But if you're interested in receiving it, forward me an email and I will forward you her email address. Her name is Mindy Ridner, and she's written a number of books on astrology and Kabbalah, as well as other aspects of Judaism. She has great experience, and I highly recommend if you ever have the opportunity to be in a meditation that she does frequently, a lot of times on Rosh Chodesh, I recommend that you join her. Verse 202. Alma itaved iba yatir, me iba di itaved, bahai alma the zivuga, dilchon the zivuga dehu, alma betiuta, dilchon kahada, kad mit dabakan, nishmatin da imda. Avdei evin v'nafke nechorin minayhu v'itavdei shiragin v'inun nishmatin l'giyorin d'mitgayrin v'kol hane'alin l'heikala hada. O Rabbi, if you weren't the son of Yochai, it would not have been passed on to divulge this to you. The union in that world produces more fruit than the coupling in this world. When they pair up in the pairing in that world with their combined desire, and when the souls cling one to another, they produce fruit. And lights emerge and candles are produced. These are the souls of those that get converted. And all those souls that were born from these connections enter a sanctuary. They enter a sanctuary, meaning another one of these schools, one of these places of study, to learn what they need to learn to come into this world, to transition from the idea of being a convert, being born in a outside of the nation of Israel, children of Israel, and learning how to be a child of Israel. Verse 203. I'll also remind you that in our advanced reincarnation class, we discovered the idea of a convert. It has a very different connotation than it does in the physical world. We discovered that the convert, the ger, is a a soul on the level of a nefesh that has completed its correction, but not in its first lifetime. And therefore, it cannot come back with its own ruach. It must come as a stranger, which is another meaning of the word ger. It must come as a stranger with another ruach that it is related, that it is related to, but that it is not its own. I'm going to use the word home soul, but it's related to, it has a similar desire to receive, but it is not the perfect match. And that's what the convert means in reincarnation. Verse 203. Parcha mehahu hekala nishmata vialat bechot gadfaha ishkinta benashkat la begin dihu iba betzadikaya shadlat alagoy hahu ki ora vesharat veil mehahu zimna. Ikre ger tzedek, v'haynu raza diktiv, peri tzedik etz chayim, ma ilana dechaye apik, nishmatin ufaki tzedik, ibadi le'ave nishmatin. When a foreigner gets converted, a soul flies from that sanctuary and enters under the wings of the Shekhinah. And the Shekhinah kisses it, since it is the fruit of righteous souls, and dispatches it into that proselyte, and dwells within him. From that time on, he is referred to as a proselyte of righteousness. This is the secret meaning of what is written, the fruit of the tree of life. Just as a tree of life, which is Zeranpin, produces souls, so too the righteous have similar fruits by producing souls. We spoke about this as the idea of the coming together of male and female in heaven, the souls that are waiting for the rest of us to finish. This unity that they create souls which are converts, their additional desires to receive that are needed in order to reveal the light of the additional light that a righteous person is able to reveal. Verse 204. Rab mativta amar ketiv vathi share akara Ein la velad mime, diamar vati sare, akara leitana yodea, dilet la velad mai ein la, valad ela haki amar, rav mativta velad la havat. Molida ava mishpatim Hava molida Keita bakuta de tiyuta Dihinun tirein zakain Havo molide nishmatim Legiore kol hahuzina Dahawo bacharan Kimadi avdin tzadikaya, begin eden kimadiktiv, ve'et ha-nefesh asher asu, ve'charan nefesh asu vaday. The heads of the yeshiva said, it is written, but Sarai was barren, she had no child. He asks, from what it says, but Sarah was barren, we understand that she had no child. Why write she had no child? This is what the head of the yeshiva said. She wasn't giving birth to children. However, she did give birth to souls with the cleaving desire of these two righteous ones. They were producing souls for the proselytes during all the time that they were in Haran, as the just were producing in the Garden of Eden, as it is written. And the souls that they have acquired, and the Hebrew word that is used for acquired is made in Haran. They definitely made souls. Baruch Hashem, it really is amazing. It really is overwhelming. The Torah teaches us that Abraham reached out to the people of his generation and made proselytes. He made converts. He taught there is one God, and he introduced that concept to people of his generation. And he wrote the Sefer Yetzirah as a book of outreach to the people of his generation, which is also our generation. And he teaches us how to connect to God, how to have a personal experience of the Creator. And here this verse is explaining what the Midrash and the Zohar have said about the Torah verse that says that Abraham and Sarah made converts. They made souls. They took people out of that area. When they left, people went with them. And who were those people but these souls that they created, these additional desires to receive that are needed to reveal the light of what it means to be a Jewish person, to have a larger desire to receive. It's a very beautiful, very powerful concept. Verse 205. Chadei Rabbi Shimon al hahu gavra hi Rabbi ima ema lecha v'kol resh yarche v'shabate umo adaya uzmanaya inun dekurim zalkin le'itchaza'a kame malka kadisha dekurim v'la nukvin kada'aya ra'e kol zubkurtcha v'kol adaran mechadran v'kama milechatin v'adaran milin kamei rav metivta. Rabbi Shimon rejoiced. That man said to him, O Rabbi, what should I say to you? Every new moon, Shabbat, holidays, and appointed days, the males go up to be seen in the presence of the Holy King. Males and not females, as you indicated. All your males shall appear. When they return, they come back with a variety of new topics, and they repeat them to the head of the yeshiva. This verse is leading into the next section, which is the last verse in this section. And it's really a question, why were not the women asked to read? The religious answer is that it's time-related, that they were to come at time, and the internal aspect doesn't need to relate to time. On one level, it's because she has the responsibility of raising the children and taking care of the home. But that's physical stuff. The real essence is that as female being internal, she has no need to relate to time. Because time is mercy, and she is encased in mercy. She is encased in a male. That is the power of being female. She is the essence of what the male is, because a soul is both male and female together. That's the end of the section. Does anybody have any questions?
I have a question.
Go ahead, Natanya.
I found that to be beautiful and amazing, enlightening. The producing through the proselytizing of individuals by Father Avraham and Sarah. I'm not sure if you would be able to answer the question, but I'll pose it. Why is it that some, I apologize for the background noise, copter passing overhead, why is it that some teachers in the Jewish faith stress that proselytizing is wrong if that is such I experienced it in this lesson as an enlightening source of information or piece of knowledge about our spirituality.
Are you done with your question?
Yes.
So I'm going to tell you I don't know.
Okay.
But that's not really true. The reason
okay.
I say I don't know is because I don't know these teachers that you're referring to and that you've experienced. What
okay.
I can say to you, what I can say to you, and I don't mean to judge people with the left column, but many people who teach spirituality also bring the physicality into their teaching. You have to some level, to some degree. And the Jewish people have lived in exile for too long. Lived in exile for 2,000 years. And when they're not doing their spiritual work properly, Hashem gives permission to the other nations to make their life bitter, make their life difficult, and in that process, they learn to be cautious. If you're living in a country that has a king, and that king sees you converting his people away from what he considers the right path, he's going to become upset. He's going to create problems for you.
Mm.
And that cautious behavior becomes part of you. You know, in Kabbalah, I refer to it as cuckoo Kabbalah, because many times we will be taught to do something that is counterintuitive. When the economy is going bad and businesses are starting to lay off, Kabbalah says, don't do that, expand. The reason being that that your desire to receive needs to grow. It needs to get back to the place that it was. That's why business is bad, because the quantum desire to receive has lessened. We need to grow it back. Science is coming to that conclusion with the economic theories of today.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same idea here. We need to teach people, but it's not related. You know, after 2,000 years of being hit in the head, you're going to be a bit cautious. Are there any other questions? This class is a little bit longer than usual for our Zohar classes, but it's really a powerful one, and I hope you enjoy it. And we'll do this again tomorrow. Have a beautiful evening.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you.